This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! All right, welcome to a Monday, March 3rd. It feels funny to say March 3rd, but it is March 3rd. Mm-hmm. This time next week, it'll be light out already. Like light, because we'll be springing forward. It's going to be awesome. She is Mikayla Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez, back from a successful trip to Toronto, Ontario, Canada. How was WWE Elimination Chamber when John Cena turns heel?
When you can be in a arena with 45,000 people in stunned silence, it's a great moment, man. It was a good vibe, Toronto. It was cold as hell. But to the stunned silence, I saw kids crying, walking through the concourse. I was like, this was a moment.
Listen, he sent me the best meme. It was Tony Soprano, and he was looking disappointed, and it said, when John Cena turned heel. And I was like, oh, my God. And then yesterday at the volleyball game, literally everybody was talking about it. The people that I didn't think watched wrestling were talking about John Cena. And I was like, it's a big deal.
Yeah, well, and by the way, that's good on you, WWE, when you've got regular walking around folks who couldn't give two ribs. You know what I mean? When they're like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What just happened here? And it's funny to me, too. I'm having trouble because I don't watch it to the level that you do. Well, which do I watch more of, WWE or the Oscars? WWE, but it's close. you know what I'm saying? It's weird. It's weird for me to see Rock as heel. You know what I mean? It's weird for me to see The Rock as a heel.
100%. He also toes that line, but with what they're doing, with the boundaries that they're pushing, like with what just happened over the weekend, like he's gone a step and above because he has to, because people are like, come on, man, this guy's in Moana. You can't just be in Moana and then come out here.
That's a thing.
Idolize him.
Yeah, you got this thing on Saturday where he's looking at Cena and gives the throat slash, and then Cena turns heel and kicks Cody Rhodes in the junk, and away you go. And Rock is, and he looks skinny. You know what I mean? He looks lean, and he's got the glasses on, and he's super bad guy. Then the next day, I see him in his living room in a freaking tutu, with his daughter's
girl, dad.
TikTok. Yeah, just choreographing, you know. I can't. The line between reality and fiction is really blurred for me, and I'm heavily confused and conflicted. But you know, God, who knew we'd start the show talking about wrestling today? How fun!
It's amazing. And all of this stuff is leading to Vegas with WrestleMania in a couple months.
Course.
So good.
Of
there
course.
We go.
And you got to talk to Stone Cold over the weekend, which made me excited. So we've got first pick coming up in just a minute. We've got what was the absolute best part of your weekend? Adrian's going to have to try and boil it down. The rest of us, think about it really quick because we need you to be specific. My answer is going to be one of the answers that we actually don't allow, but I can justify it. Okay? All of that coming up in just a minute. Chet Buchanan Show on a Monday. Let's get this.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
All right, what was the absolute best part of your weekend? 702-364-9898. Very important prize to give to you right now. I'm not kidding. A pair of passes. I'm telling you, Mikayla, it's important.
Go on.
Big deal. It's a big deal.
I'm ready.
Oh, I have no doubt. Well, I don't know if you're ready. I don't know if anybody's ready. I don't know if you're totally prepared for any or all of this.
Let's hear it.
Para passes to our advanced screening. Don't you be grumpy with me this morning. Para passes to our advanced screening of Novocaine in 4DX. Have you seen the ads? You've been busy with stuff. Have you seen the ads for this movie, the Novocaine thing, where the guy doesn't feel any pain?
No. Kind of sounds cool, like, though.
Yeah, and it's Jack Quaid, which I'm assuming is Dennis and or Randy Quaid's kid.
It is. Yes, cool. Yes, yes.
Which one?
Dennis Quaid's son.
Is Dennis Quaid's kid Jack Quaid?
I believe
so. I like Dennis Quaid.
So it's like nothing but a guess.
Google really fast. So he doesn't feel pain. He's got this thing that he doesn't feel pain. Can I tell you something? I had my wife, one of her bridesmaids, has a kid that has a version of that.
That the kid doesn't.
Yeah, the kid doesn't feel pain. It's weird. And he used to use it kind of as a party trick. Like when he was little.
God, I would too.
Yeah, he'd be like, Laura, watch what I can do. And he'd like smash his hand with a hammer and wouldn't
care. Oh my God.
But nothing would happen like even later on?
No. Like there'd be injuries, but he wouldn't feel it. It was weird. And it kind of wore off as he got earlier. Hey, listen, Dennis Quaid or Randy Quaid, did you look it up yet?
No, not yet. Producer extraordinaire.
Go look that up. So along with that, this movie's pretty cool, right? It's in 4DX. We've got an advanced screening. This 4DX has seat motion and what they're calling environmental effects that put you in the heart of Lapland. Yes.
Wait, that's cool.
Dude, that's the best. It's also Dennis Quaid's son. 4DX is lit, like the special effects that Chet's talking about. For example, when I went to go see Moana 2, we literally had to have the, what is it called that you put on when it rains outside?
A poncho. Oh, poncho.
We had to put on a poncho because, you know, obviously there's a lot of water in that movie. Or if there's wind, whatever the case, like, no, it's incredible. It's
I don't know that you're selling it. I don't know.
Dude, it's incredible.
I don't know that that's a sell. Here, you got to put the poncho on. I didn't sign up for this.
No, but if
my hair is curly when it gets wet. I can't blow dry it for another week.
We're on a date. I don't know that this is a good idea.
My spray tan's melting off. I'm leaving. I come out a different ethnicity after the movie.
I can't shower for 24 hours. You're spitting on me?
I go in as Moana. I come out as Snow White. No, thank you. Really. I'm not going.
And I made the joke the other day, too. I said, you mean like Captain EO? Because that was the first one that was It was so way different. No, it's going to be cool. So if you would like to see Novocaine in 4DX before anybody else, call 702-364-9898. Be caller number 25 and just tell us what the absolute best part of your weekend was. Simple enough to start a Monday. It's Chet Buchanan Show, 98.5 KLUC.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off. First
things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
I'm so excited. Did you see the look on my face, Michaela? I'm so excited that Travis Dillingham is doing the first pick. I love me some T-Dill. I love me some T-Dill. What's going on, buddy? Yeah, it is. Did you just spark one up before you got on the phone? You're awfully relaxed this morning. Understood. I appreciate you. Oh, we got to turn on the phones. Hang on a second. Nobody can hear you. Sorry about that. You guys all miss Travis. He's mellowing me out because he's just out of bed. I love this. Are you naked right now? School? Seriously, Travis, are you naked?
No, I'm in my robe.
No, close enough. Yes, so you're not. You're not dressed. Yeah.
Not dressed.
And then. And then remind me where Central Vegas is.
Right over by the airport, like Sunset Park kind
of. That's right. Oh, I would. Okay. Yeah. So kind of like Eastern and Sunset, that area.
I'm right at Eastern and Russell, but in that area.
I'd almost call that Sunset Park. I would almost. Central is interesting to me because, Michaela, when you say Central Vegas, what does that make you think of?
Downtown.
Me too.
Right?
Me too.
I actually was holding my breath. I thought you were going to say that, and I thought I was going to sound dumb. So
no.
I'm so happy you agreed.
No. Like Maryland Parkway-ish, right?
Yes, you know,
like,
exactly.
Like the law offices.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
When you say Central Vegas.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I know we've debated it a couple of times over the years. And
of course.
Midtown at one point.
It's my favorite thing. I love that. I love determining where we're at and what we're doing. So what was what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Well, yesterday was my son's 11th birthday, so we had a just day-long festivities of fun. So it was wonderful.
Yeah. When you say day-long festivities of fun, what? Give me one example.
Well, he was born at 7:30 a.m. So 7:30 a.m. we went for a donut run to Carl's Donuts. That's his favorite thing. He loves Carl's Donuts.
I love that.
That's awesome. And then what else?
He
did you burn some meat?
Homemade chocolate chip pancakes. So we came home and made chocolate chip pancakes.
There you go.
We went to the flyover.
Yeah, see, now we're getting somewhere.
Great.
Yeah.
And we went to Spy Ninjas.
My man. Yeah, good for you. No, you did it right. Good for you.
Good job, Dad.
And we topped it off with Netflix Bites. We went and checked that out.
Oh, cool.
Spectacular. No, nice. Well done. Now you can take him to go see Novocaine in 4DX at our special screening, which is like our screening's on the 10th. The movie comes out on the 14th. So, yeah, it'll be awesome. Right on, man.
Nice.
All right. Go get some coffee and we'll talk later.
All right. Thank you,
buddy. Well, I love that dude. Can you tell? I understand that. Michaela, can you boil it down? What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Okay, this is pretty rad. So, you know, my stepmom's at Centennial Hospital.
Yeah.
So when we go visit her, I play music pretty loud and we all have like a little air instrument that we play. So this weekend, her doctor came in and I said,
she does this as well.
She's the lead singer.
Okay.
And she sings all the songs. So I said to the doctor, Dr. Hampton, if you're going to come in, you have to know how to play an air instrument or you're not allowed in. And he goes, well, actually, I can play the guitar. My sister, my littlest sister, had brought a guitar for just thinking if it would help my stepmom. The doctor picked up the guitar and started playing it for my stepmom while we all played our air instruments. It was just epic. It was so sweet. It was Everybody's Got That Something, Nick Acosta. That's her favorite singer.
Okay.
And we were jamming out. Like, you know, like doctors can be a little stiff, but he was so cool. He joined our fake band and it was awesome.
I'm telling you, Centennial Hills is solid. We love them. We've got experience with them as well. And they're really great people there. I was going to say, see, usually we don't let people go, I just hung out on the couch all weekend. And no, but I purposely hung out on the couch yesterday and that was great. However, that was not the best part. I saw a bunch of people that I haven't seen in a while that the reaction to the beard was over the top.
Yes.
I grew a beard on vacation like 3 weeks ago, three, four weeks ago. And I've kept it. And so you know, you wonder what people are going to say. No, reaction was way over the top, including one guy's trying to, he's being dudes. And he's giving me a bunch of grief about it. And there's this girl that we all know she's hot. Everybody knows she's hot. She knows she's hot. All of that. So he's going to try and bring her in to lay the hammer down on me to make me feel stupid because that's what dudes do.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, yeah, what do you think of Chet's beard? And she looked at him and she goes, why? Are you jealous?
And I was like,
winner, chicken dinner. Good feeling stories of the day and more Chet Buchanan Show on a Monday. Coming up.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
All right, Michaela, you ready?
Ready.
Monday morning, good feeling, stories of the day. Yeah.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
You like it?
Yeah, it was like a metal version.
I'm ready. I'm ready today, man. You can't stop me. It's going to be a great week. Yeah. And thank you to our friends at Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store. Old people birthdays, not my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Saw it 1,000 times over the weekend. I realized can't avoid it. Might as well put it out there in the universe and maybe it'll go away.
Yeah, okay.
It's pretty good. A woman in England celebrated her 105th birthday by going to a rave.
Yeah.
Her name's Hilda. Of course it is. Her retirement home threw her a rave because she really loved the 80s.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah, her nephew overheard her talking about how great it was, and she wondered if that was still a thing that happened.
Yeah.
England also.
Uh-huh.
She told a reporter that she's not really sure that she said that, but she enjoyed every minute of it, so whatever.
I love it. Can I tell you, when I did Destination Spring Valley for us on Valentine's Day,
the old people place,
I sang some older tunes, crooners.
Of course
you
did.
All of Me, Things You Would Think.
Yeah.
Do you know that they said, please come back, but please do cool songs? I said, what does that mean? They wanted cooler pop songs.
Yeah.
And I was like, my bad.
Little Sabrina Carpenter, maybe.
Literally.
Some Taylor Swift.
They said they like to dance. And I was like, okay, I'm
all right,
sorry.
Gotcha. When are we doing this?
Yeah.
When are we going back for dance party?
We got to find a date and we'll do it right.
Good. We'll work it into our schedule. By the way, when Lassie falls down the well, who helps Lassie?
His person?
No, you know what I mean, though, but is the reference not good?
It's good, but I don't remember seeing it. I was
so
little.
At my house, whenever an animal, when we had dogs, you know how sometimes they'll come up, they want your attention.
Yeah.
And they'll look at you and they'll bark. And you're like, so at my house, we go, what? Did Timmy fall down the well?
Yeah.
Because that was the plot
in
the, like, for the record, Lassie predates me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think I've ever watched an episode of Lassie in my life.
Yeah.
But
that phrase is key.
Fair,
uh-huh.
I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe. Anyway, firefighters in East Texas had to save a dog. The dog fell down the well.
Oh, God.
Yeah. There was an old well under somebody's house, and the dog had gone under the house just to, you know, to have a place to stay, because they think it might be a stray. If they can't find the owner, one of the people that rescued him wants to adopt him. So it'll be fine. But the dog crawled under the house, fell into an old well, and then somebody heard him barking down there, and they were like, oh, my God. And they had to fish him out.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Boy, I got to be honest. I went into this, you know, with high hopes and feeling good. It is Monday, is it not? It's your good feeling stories of the day. Brought to you by Mike Lee Menden Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5
KLUC. So kiss me. Who did the original of that? Sixpence None the Richer?
Oh,
was that
God.
Who it was?
I don't remember the name. I just know the song.
The kiss me.
It was in the movie She's All That. When she
yes,
was,
yes.
Was good, right?
Sixpence None the Richer.
Cool. Okay,
somehow I feel like I might have that wrong. I don't know.
KLUC-FM and HD1 Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
Boy. The Chet Buchanan Show. Days from 6 to 10 a.m. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
By the way, a simple Google search reveals that I am triumphant.
Yes! Ladies and gentlemen,
you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Got one right on Monday.
Yes!
I can't be stopped. I can't.
Let's go.
That you said yes, though. Even Adrian laughed. You said, yes.
Yes.
Right on.
Good job, dude.
All right. If you were looking to only make it appear as if you're killing it at work today.
Story of my life.
Apparently, yeah, we know. Well, you want to throw it out there. You think I'm not going to take advantage. There is a new workplace term kicking around called task masking, which is where employees spend a lot of time and effort just trying to look like they're working hard. That's when in reality, they're hardly doing anything. There's an old Seinfeld bit that if you just walk around looking annoyed, people think you're busy.
Okay, that theory actually works for everything. Sometimes if I don't want to be bothered, I just put a little bratty face on, even just like walking through the mall. And I'm like, and then Lisa's like, are you okay? And I'm like, oh, I'm fine. I'm fine. I just don't want to get bothered.
Unless you're with me, because you'll try and pull that with me every once in a while. And you know, it just makes me crazy. Like I won't have it. Then I become the annoying little brother. Where I just won't shut up and I just keep poking you.
Yeah, I do. Like, why are you grumpy? I'm like, yeah, I'm not.
And it's, I'm not. And she'll give me that. And then I just keep poking her like we're in the back seat of the car and mom's about to turn around and smack
100%.
One of us. And she doesn't care which one she smacks. Just somebody's getting smacked. Do they still do that? You should still do that. It was an effective tool.
Yeah, it was.
So, big surprise, this whole task masking is apparently most popular with young Gen Z workers. There are, I'm sure you've seen them. Have you seen the videos on TikTok?
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Yeah. If you walk fast with a laptop stuffed under your armpit, or if you're near the keyboard and you just type really loud.
Oh, yes. That's really funny.
It sounds really corny, but managers are saying that they've seen it. And so therefore, they quite often are now asking for actual, hey, can you actually show me what you're doing?
Oh,
you know, like, can you give me, you know, like, I really need to see some results here.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's fair.
So now, honestly, we've been doing this for decades. It just now, Gen Z, here's the thing with Gen Z. See, we used to do it and we would just shut up about it.
100%.
We would just do it. But now they have to put names on everything and have to let everybody know.
Well, they have to give a tutorial. You're like, this is a secret, you guys. We don't need a tutorial for how we're fake working.
Yeah, we all know. Remember quiet quitting? We all knew that. Remember quiet firing? We all knew. Now task masking? It's not groundbreaking. It's not groundbreaking, people. Or you just get a job like this where you just get to go in and screw off all day.
Yeah.
And just and then go, oh God, we work so hard. Yeah.
Yeah. But you don't talk about it. You don't admit it.
No, truly. Michaela knows. Because I tell her all the time. If I just do the work ahead of time, if I just do a little bit of work ahead of time, life is good.
Oh, yeah.
Life is easy. Michaela's hometown throwdown coming up after a very dramatic brand new champion on Friday, Brooks the Fish. We thought that I would have put so much money if they had this in the sports books that you could bet on Michaela's hometown throwdown. I would have bet so much money that Brooks the Fish was going to be a 5-time champion and get a belt. And Erica Guzman destroyed him on Friday.
She did. She did.
Just like I almost called the cops. It was a murder.
I would have been your witness.
There was a bloody trail. Okay, maybe this is a little too graphic.
Okay.
Right, I think you get the idea. Erica comes back to defend her title. Angela Johnson Reyes, now she's married now. You can't just call her Angela Johnson anymore. She's very funny. She's coming back to Vegas. We got free tickets for you coming up in just a minute.
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, can I just ask you something really quick, Michaela, before we get into Michaela's hometown throwdown?
Yeah, dude.
So I have this friend that he's got nothing going on today. And he wanted to go out to lunch. And I said, great, we'll go. We talked about this on Saturday, right? Mm-hmm. So great, we'll go to lunch on Monday. No big deal. What do you got going on? Nothing. I'm free all day, he says.
Yeah.
Yesterday, in the middle of a nice, quiet Sunday afternoon, he starts blowing up my phone. What time are we going to lunch? Are we still going to lunch Monday? He asks. Are we still going to lunch?
Yeah.
Yeah. Talked about this last night. You don't have anything going on. We're going. What time? But I didn't answer right away.
Yeah.
So then he decided to ask me again, but in Spanish. And okay. I'm like, oh. I finally wrote him back because I thought maybe his plans had changed. I said, hey, I wrote him back and I said, what do you got going on? Because I figured that's why he was blowing me up, right?
Totally. Mm-hmm.
I go, so what do you got going on? He goes, nothing. Just wanted to know what time. I told you Saturday, as soon as I finished up with work, I'd reach out. We'd figure it out.
Yeah.
Well, I was just trying to figure it out. And I'm kind of like, God, clingy, calm down.
Yeah, you know what? Just cancel all together, Chet. Just cancel all together.
Just cancel it. Just cancel
it's
it.
So much. No, but you know when just you get irritated on. When someone's blowing up and you're like, that's it. I know. Oh,
I'm not even hungry anymore.
I know.
That's right.
I'm sick to my stomach now.
Mostly of you.
Yeah.
Mostly of you. I'm just sick of you.
Well, do you have a time? Yeah. Did you send him one or you still haven't said anything yet?
No. No, I told him, I said, hey, actually, and I just went, sorry, did all of a sudden your schedule get, you know, packed? I go, why? What do you have going on? He goes, oh, nothing. I said, oh, sorry. I thought maybe you had a packed schedule of social, you know, engagements and responsibilities.
It would sound like it.
I said, no, I'll reach out after work. Oh, okay, cool. And then I thought, God, am I, you know, was I being that
no,
way?
I don't think so.
I felt good about it. I just thought I'd ask you. All right, you hear the music. Time for Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Erica Guzman of North Las Vegas is the brand new champion. Would you like to take her on? Would you like to try to win tickets to go see Angela Johnson Reyes? She's going to be in town on, well, it's not until July, so don't even worry about it. It's the family reunion tour at Venetian Theater. I love Venetian Theater.
Such a good,
it's just a great venue because it's big enough, but it's not too big.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
So our buddies at Live Nation have coughed up some tickets, and we'd like to give them to you. 702-364-9898. It's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown right now.
3, 2, 1. Normal people have normal lives. The Chet Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Turn it up.
All right, let's go. It's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Wait, text line. Someone needs to tell Chad how Canada booed the USA anthem at the start of Elimination Chamber and then started a Canada chant. Yeah, I know. I know Pat McAfee went off about it.
That was insane.
Chad, I did not feel safe in that building, Chad. I did not feel safe.
Yeah.
It's like, I am in enemy territory right now. Hold on a second.
Really? People start checking papers. What country are you from? Let me see your papers.
But you're also padded. The poor singer, she like had to keep singing while they were just like very obnoxiously booing her. I felt so bad.
The in another life, I am the public address announcer for the Seattle Kraken. And they played the Vancouver Canucks on Saturday. And I didn't expect it from Seattle fans because they're just not, they're kind of not the type. Mm-hmm. And yeah, there was a little bit of it, a little bit of the booing.
Dang.
What was awesome was then our audio guy, who I just absolutely love, just turns the singer's mic up a little bit more. And in Seattle, they love Tommy Burton the way that Vegas loves Golden Pipes. Okay. They do. They just love him. And so he just turns Tommy's mic up a little bit more and the rest of the crowd started singing O Canada with the Canadians.
Oh God, I love it.
And it just rounded out and it was pretty cool. But that's so we can boo because they boo us. That's fine. We don't really have an axe to grind. Although
it's that tournament, right?
Well, it's that and the tariffs and all that. Here's the dirty little secret. They have tariffs on us too, but I don't want to get into a political discussion right now. Our champion for Michaela's Hometown Throwdown is Erica Guzman from North Las Vegas. How was your weekend, Erica?
Hi. It was okay. Got sick over the weekend, but I'm doing good.
Everybody. Sorry, dude. Everybody.
I got to be honest with you. I have had some form of sickness since Toy Drive, and literally Saturday was like the first of maybe 3 days since Toy Drive that I felt not sick in some form.
Mm-hmm.
So even now today, I can tell my voice is a little hoarse and I'm not sure why, because I didn't do anything. I didn't drink. I didn't do nothing yesterday. Just chilling. Our challenger, this name sounds familiar, Adrian.
Yes, a former two-time winner, Charlene Casagna from Sunrise Manor, the City of Champions.
Hi, Charlene.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Sunrise Manor.
Well, you guys both know how to play. Buzz in with your name. Don't answer until you get called on, because you might think you got in first, but you didn't. Or in the case of Brooks the Fish last week, we just sometimes hear voices in our head and we think somebody buzzed in and they never did. So make sure you wait until we call on you. Your quiz master is the one, the only, Michaela Gordon.
Talk show host Oprah's BFF just announced she is officially headed to space. What is her first name?
Charlene.
You better get it, you. Charlene.
Gail?
Give me the whole name. You're guessing. Give me the whole name. Not that there's a rule against guessing. What do you think? Michaela, you giving it to her for her first name? You know Adrian's not going to give it to her. Are you giving it to her just with the first name?
Yeah, I am.
Yay! I don't know. That's weak. Mm-hmm. But it's Come Monday. On, it's Monday. We'll give it to her. Look, Gail King is the answer. Challenger goes up one zip. Katy Perry is going on that trip, too.
I know. It's like a bunch of girls going. What's that, Jeff Bezos' wife or girlfriend, fiance?
Oh, yeah, Jeff Bezos' fiance.
Yeah.
Chet, isn't that a heady play? Yeah, babe, go into space. Have fun. Have a great time. I'll see you when I see you.
And there are other people who are making not so nice jokes on the internet, and I will not be among them. So I'll just say, Challenger is up one zip.
She is the star of the show Euphoria, but she just announced she will be starring in Shrek 5.
Charlene got in first.
Zendaya?
Is it Zendaya? Yes, it is. Okay, can I tell you something funny? Shrek 5? 5?
I know!
There's 5?
Yes, dude. And she's playing the daughter, and it's going to be so cute.
I'm not even sure that I saw 2.
Yeah.
The introduction. Yeah, the introduction of Puss in Boots.
Oh, yes. So I did see 2. Okay, wait. What happened in 3?
Something.
Good answer. Solid answer, sir. Thank you. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
All right. Charlene, 2. Erica, nothing. Let's go.
He was once a main character on SNL, but he's almost finished having all of his arm tattoos removed and turning a new page in comedy.
Erica.
Davidson?
Is it Pete Davidson? Yes. And the champion fights back. It's 2-1.
Ben Affleck and his first ex-wife seem to be having a great time together while they...
Charlene for the win!
Jennifer Garner?
Is it Jennifer Garner? Game over. We got a brand new champion.
Oh, my God!
Wow!
Wow. Go, Mama. Good job.
Erica, were you waiting to answer?
No, I'm a little out of it. Good job.
Oh,
you're sleepy a little.
Yeah, because you don't feel so... She don't feel so good at all.
I know. I feel bad, dude. I'm sorry.
No worries.
Well, as Charlene has proven, you can always come back and become a champion again on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. So go heal up, and we'll see you again soon.
Okay, thank you, guys. Have a good one.
All right, pal. Feel better. Yeah, you know what? I didn't realize it until the end. She really, she's sick.
I know. She's real sick.
She's way sick. You know what? Tough. Sorry about all of that. No, Shirley and Cassandra, she don't care. Yeah. She's back to defend the honor of Sunrise Manor, which, by the way, moves them up to 13 wins overall, right on the heels of Aliante, who have 14 wins, and she'll be back to defend her new title. Oh, and by the way, have fun at Angela Johnson Reyes in July.
Thank you.
How about what if I tell you that we'll put Pitbull tickets up tomorrow? Would that interest you?
Oh my gosh! Oh yes, I've been wanting to go so bad.
Okay.
His concert is like so much fun.
Okay, and that's what then it's sealed. It's settled. Tomorrow we play for Pitbull tickets on Michaela's hometown.
When I'm getting ready in the morning,
while I'm getting dressed,
I dance and laugh.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
It's the best way to kick off the day
on 98.5 KLUC.
It's 177 second survey. Adrian, who's on the phone?
We got Amber Richardson from Old Hendo.
Old Hendo.
Welcome.
Old Hendo, not Hendertucky, right?
Right, not Hendertucky.
They're kind of the same thing. Are they not the same thing?
Maybe it's defined by streets. I'm not sure.
What are your cross streets? Yeah, no, that's fine. I think it's fine. Eastern. Oh, God, no, that's... It is Old Hendo, but that's almost west. That's almost West Hendo, Eastern and Windmill. It is old, but when you tell me Old Henderson, I'm thinking like downtown Henderson. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, but Eastern and Windmill. God, yeah, that's tough. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Let's go with the 177 second survey. Try to be as specific as you can be. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Getting to travel and come back home. I missed home.
Where'd you go?
I went to California.
Fun.
For a little bit.
For what?
Just to have a vacation before I started a new job.
Good for you. So where'd you go?
To my friend's house, and we went to the beach and just traveled.
Yeah. Like, where are they? Like, where are they? OC? In Orange County?
Yes. Yes.
Where?
I was closest to Laguna Beach. I'm not really sure. I haven't been to California in a whole long time. So it was like a new world to me.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. And by the way, that's why we're super nosy in the 177 second survey, because we love to hear these things.
Totally.
No, that's fun. I had always had a different impression of the California coast until I had a friend in, I want to say it's San Clemente, and I went out there and I'm like, oh my God. Mm-hmm. No, it's truly Orange County is amazing.
Beautiful.
The coast part of it. Inland Orange County. All right. So we had a friend. This has been hanging over our heads for over a week. A friend of ours caught their neighbor on the cameras letting the dog. Who are you talking to? Wait a minute. Who are you talking to?
Sorry, I'm picking up my daughter for school.
Oh, all right. You're picking them up for school. That raises more questions than answers as well. She's like, look.
She's with her cousin right now. So.
Okay. She's like, I want to spend just enough time so that I can get the pit bull tickets, but I don't want to be totally focused. I love that.
I'm sorry.
We've been trying to do this for a week. So this guy caught this dude on his cameras letting his dogs poop in their front yard. He wants to say something about it. His wife says, don't, because now this guy knows where you live and there could be retaliation, which in 2025 makes a little bit of sense to me. Now, if it's me, I'm still leaning out the door and going, hey, bro, you pick that up? Or, you know, well, I don't have a bag. Here's one, you know, or something like that. Do you, if you catch somebody and their dogs are pooping in your front yard, don't you say something?
I would say something, and then if they didn't listen to me and I knew where they lived, I would just pick up the poop and put it in their yard. I know that's so bad, but...
Yeah, but then they already know where you live, and now you've created a war.
Well, they're lucky I don't have a dog pooping on their yard.
Okay.
That's all so right. funny. Huh?
But that's why you follow them. But that's why you...
No, you have to follow. Person.
Yeah.
You have to follow them. I still the guy, and a similar thing happened to me. And then he didn't really think about it because he, to him, there's like a power pole and it's kind of to the left of our driveway. So it's rude, but this guy really just kind of thought it was like a public area. You still have to pick up your dog poop.
Yeah.
Regardless.
I'll tell you what
Isn't
though.
Isn't that a law? I could say
yeah.
it's a law.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. But it did end well for my partner, Lisa. She was walking our dog and the neighbor across a couple streets is where she was. And he came out and he said, hey, are you going to pick that up? And she was like, I'm so sorry. I ran out of bags. I totally will. She came home, got the bag, went back, picked up. Now they're friends. They hung out yesterday.
Yeah, that's how it should be. That's how the world should work. You should go. You should say, I'm sorry. You should go pick your dog poop up instead of yelling at him, mind your business or whatever. Or yelling at him, pick up your stupid dog. All of that. Everybody should get pit bull tickets like Amber. You know what I mean? And we should all have a good time.
Yeah.
Right. Well, we make friends there.
That's right. Pick your kids up. Take them to school. Have a nice trip to Laguna Beach over the weekend. And then come back and win pit bull tickets on Monday morning.
Yes.
That's how it should work. All right, Amber, hang on a second.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, and welcome to a Monday, March 3rd already. March?
Can't believe it, dude. I just can't. I know everyone says that. It's so annoying. But I felt like January lasted forever. And now it's like, and then tomorrow's November. Like, what happened? Where'd we go?
Look at a song. We may have just written a song. Believe it. You gotta let the pause.
That was my bad.
Sure. By the way, windy again today too. My wife was literally like, are we gonna lose our roof yesterday?
Did it
hit you guys too?
It was crazy, dude. Yeah, it was wild.
You know what I found out? I gotta replace the weather stripping in the bottom of our front door. Here's why this is funny to me, because I've never noticed it before. But it was so windy yesterday and it's doing the and it's like, okay.
No.
Sounds creepy.
No, I had to go stuff a rag. I had to go cram a rag. And it wasn't big enough. It wasn't big enough to actually be able to cram the rag in there. Yeah, it was a whole process. It was just a whole thing. It was a whole stupid thing.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah,
No, I was just saying, when I got to the Vegas Thrill game yesterday, I was standing inside Craggy Range and I was watching this cart that was eventually going to be like a place where they could get drinks, and it just started rolling away. The wind just started throwing it through, and I felt like people were already so irritated with the wind. One guy like slowly ran, jog, walk to get it. But you could just tell everyone was like, babe, we're not doing this. We're not running after things today.
All I could think of was how we were on Friday. We were going, yeah, it's going to be great. Weather's going to be fantastic. It was like, Jesus. Well, that didn't turn out well.
I know, dude.
And you know what? I'll do this for my boy. I will. I'll do this for my boy. We had said mandatory P1 meetup, right?
Yes.
J Love. That's another one of my friends. J Stu is naming names. Absolute best part of my weekend was seeing Michaela at the mandatory P1 meetup. If I could get through right now, I would be calling out some names. Where were you, Jesse the Show Filla? Wayne the Flagger. I talk to Jesse every once in a while. Wayne has disappeared off the planet. And quite honestly, I thought about this about a month ago and never called. You know how that goes. You go, gosh, call that guy. What happened?
Yeah.
Hope everything's okay. And then you go a month later, and you're like, oh, geez, If he was in trouble, now I've missed my I've missed the window. P1 Power Couple, they're around, but he was mad. Well, I'm sure I can tell it on the air because they've sent out invitations and whatnot. She's pregnant.
Oh my gosh.
I know. Jeff and Chloe, they're pregnant.
Is this their first baby?
Mm-hmm. It's all of our first baby. Although they have two dogs that they have treated like children.
Okay, I'm
telling you.
They're
for babies. Jay Stu wanted to know, where was Salty Dan? Where was Brandy Pineda? Brandy reached out because she would go to the Oscar party every year. So last night, did you even watch the Oscars?
No, I didn't.
I saw true story. This is a God's honest true story. I saw a clip on social of Demi Moore on the red carpet. Mm-hmm. And I went, nothing's going to top that for me. I just went, I don't want to be disappointed. So I moved on. And then I was like, oh my God, she's seven. How old is she? 70?
Yeah, dude.
She's 70.
I think she's in her 60s.
Great.
But still, like, looks phenomenal.
Fantastic.
And people were upset too that she didn't win. By the way, I know we're about to get into relationship rehab. You did not. Did you see or hear about the clip with Halle Berry?
Yes.
No.
Because that could be a relationship rehab. Halle Berry walked up to Adrian Brody and gave him a kiss, but as Adrian Brody's there with his wife, right, being interviewed, sure. Halle Berry goes, I have to do this, I apologize, to Adrian Brody's wife, and then gives him a kiss, which is a callback because Adrian Brody did that. Yes.
Yeah.
It, right in front of her wife's face, like right there on the red carpet while he's being interviewed.
It was a callback to 20 years ago.
Yes.
When they did it the first time at the Oscars.
When Adrian did it to her.
Okay. On the lips? Are you kidding me, dude? You're the one. You. This is BS.
No, it's different.
Here we go. Thank you. I'm going to stand up for this.
I got you, babe.
Are you serious?
Adrian.
To the world. A worldwide event. Literally the world. The Oscars.
When you're done.
Yeah.
When you're done, I will respond. Are you done?
Finished.
Thank you. You are the one that every single time we do one of these things, you go, no, it's not a problem. I don't know why you sound like Homer Simpson, but you do. No, it's not a problem. It's okay, Dave. It's not a big deal. Why is this an issue? No. I don't want to hear it.
I think a lot of people handle things in private and will be okay with it.
This was not in front
of the world. That's nuts.
No, it was a callback. Michaela just told you.
Yes, I did.
I understand. I completely understand that this is a throwback of when we used to make out because we used to date 20 years ago or whatever.
I just told you and you go, I understand. And no, you don't.
You don't get it.
May I also say, quick story. And I know that I always pile on extra stories, and that's not what we're supposed to do. However, Halle, and I know this from personal experience, likes to prove that she's Halle Berry and everything that goes along with being Halle Berry.
God bless.
I was doing a charity auction for Mattel Children's Hospital in Los Angeles. Big event, really cool. A lot of cool people there. Halle Berry is going to go on stage and present an award. I am going to go on stage right after Halle Berry. So we're standing next to each other. It's just me, her, and her security guy. Okay? She's wearing a dress with the back all the way down to there. And she's got this award in her hand. I don't know why she felt the need to do this. She looks over her shoulder at me, turns around and asks me, her guy is standing right there. She turns around, kind of half turns. So she's still showing the goods, right? She turns, will you hold this for a second? Then I'm holding the award. Mm-hmm. She's adjusting, I believe, her underwear. I'm now at this point trying not to look, but I'm a grown man. I'm a grown man, and that's Halle Berry. Okay. Mm-hmm. She's adjusting, turns around. Thank you, sweetie. I hand her the award back. She goes out on stage. Security guy looks at me and he goes, she just likes doing that. And I'm like, it's effective. It works. Yeah. So I think Halle Berry just likes letting the world know that she's Halle Berry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I believe you. I feel terrible for his wife. Because that's crazy.
Who are you?
Yeah, but
I don't even know.
No.
I'm serious, Michaela. Find something. Find an object. Yes, it is.
Yes, Adrian, sure.
May I? Thank you. Will you please go in there and find a way to see if he's a robot? I don't know if you have to stab him, cut him open. I don't know. Make sure he bleeds.
A quick shank. Okay.
Yeah, we need to shank him or something because somehow I believe the bots have taken over.
Yeah, right, he bleeds blue.
Relationship rehab. we're way late. We got to go. Relationship rehab. In fact, no, I can't. Is this a coincidence or is this a real honest to goodness crisis? Chet Buchanan Show shirts for you coming up in less than 3 minutes from right now.
Game starts.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, right on cue. I get coffee at Starbucks. Can I tell you the truth? I saw the important parts of this email and did not go through and clean it up. So now this is how people actually write. I got coffee at Starbucks. Right before I received a text saying, how is your coffee? The number that the text came from was a fake Google number that cannot be traced. I paid with cash and did not use my card, so I know I wasn't being tracked that way. I'm scared and wondering if this is something concerning enough to go to police. Is this, now I know what a lot of you are thinking, is this just a coincidence? Just think about it for a minute. Right after so 99 times out of 100, I'm saying, yeah, it's a coincidence. But they right after they got coffee, somebody texting them, how is your coffee? Which I don't know about you guys. Are you getting spam texts?
Yeah, but not ones that would be so specific to anything like that.
Right. Oh, no, mine are horribly. Hey, what was it? Hey, can we get mine? Well, I got one on Saturday. Hey, can we get coffee tomorrow? And I went, what? I mean? Like, is somebody in town? Whatever.
Uh-huh.
It was just enough that I was like, do I not know? But no, I know they're that's how they're playing the game now. So I'm just curious. 702-364-9898. We'll just talk this through really quick.
Okay.
We'll give you Chet Buchanan Show shirts for your trouble. Is this a coincidence or is this a crisis? 702-364-9898 right now. Good luck. It's Relationship Rehab only on the Chet Buchanan Show, only on 98.5 KLUC.
Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh my God, you know what I want.
98.5 KLUC.
Can you imagine how the mothers of these scientists that they, how's your son, the scientist, doing? Oh, he's working on a very important project about making bananas stay fresher longer.
Stop.
You know what I mean? And they're so proud. Do we need this? Here's my real question. Do we need this? They've created a new banana. You know, you see the TikTok things about wrap the stem and wash off the ripening agent, and then you wrap the stem and then the bananas themselves when you got them on the banana hook. Do you have a banana hook, Michaela?
I have a banana hammock. I love it. No, I do. I swear to God, I wasn't being funny. There's a little hammock. I put my bananas. I hate everything I say sometimes.
Do you really call it a banana hammock?
Yeah, I do. Okay, I thought it was so cute. It's like they like lay out in their little hammock.
No, it's pervy. It's pervy.
I know. I know. I meant it genuinely, but then I know what it sounds like. But also, I enjoy seeing my bananas looking like they're laying out in the sun. I just, every word right now that's coming out of my mouth, my face is getting redder.
Yeah, this is,
that's not right.
I enjoy looking at my bananas. Like, this is taking a very, very odd turn. She's trying to gouge her own eyes out with her fingernails right now, which is also... Scientists in the UK, who also may or may not employ banana hammocks, have created a new banana. Do we need this? Do we need this? They've created a new banana that stays fresh for 12 hours after you peel it.
No, why would you?
Why don't you just? That? Yeah. What? Well,
just wait 12 hours and then eat it when you're ready.
Huh? No, just, don't wait 12 hours.
I mean, I'm saying don't unpeel it until you're ready to eat it. Why don't you just unpeel it and wait around?
So you can put them in a literally. So you can put them in a fruit salad or something else, and they won't get brown and mushy. Even at 24 hours, this new variety will have 30% less browning than a traditional banana. Everything else is the same. They have the same taste, smell, sweetness, and texture, just with edited genes. That's a bit controversial. They say it's, the British scientists say it's not a GMO, because that's a big thing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because they did not introduce anything new to the banana. They made changes. See, this seems like a lot for...
Yeah, babe, I don't know.
They made changes to the banana's existing genes by disabling the one, quote-unquote, disabling the genes that create the enzyme that makes the banana brown. So they say we're not adding, we're just taking away, so it's not a GMO, which stands for genetically modified whatever. Oh, yes.
What is it?
Genetically modified. Oh, I'm not sure what the O stands for. I'm not sure. Okay, so now it gets weirder. So A, do we need this? Michaela, do we need this?
No.
I don't think we need this. I don't feel like we need this.
We literally don't.
B, this is pretty funny. The bananas will be available later on this month. Oh, genetically modified organism. The bananas will launch later this month in several countries, including the U.S. and Canada. However, where was the science taking place?
London. Yep,
in the UK. They will not be available in Britain, where the scientists are based, because Britain has banned the sale of genetically edited plants and fruits.
Okay, literally, this is how our world works. That's the perfect example.
And the one lady looks at the mom and she goes, wait, what is your son working on again?
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's The More You Know. Before we go, how many parking spaces, if you had to guess, how many parking spaces do you think there are in this great nation of ours?
Oh, my God.
Where would you start?
5 million, 7 million.
Way bigger.
I know. 35 million.
Way bigger.
400 million.
Way bigger.
No. A billion.
A little bigger. A lot bigger. In fact, I'd double it.
No way. 5 billion?
No, double.
4 billion. What did I say? What?
You said 1 billion. I said double it. You went 5 billion?
Yeah. Okay. My bad.
2 billion.
All right. Great.
Yeah. There are 2 billion parking spaces in the U.S. And what's funny about it is that comes out to 7 spaces for every car. So why, you know, like at 11 o'clock on a Tuesday, do I still have to drive around Costco for 20 minutes?
Because
literally.
I'm telling you, because the same reason I was driving around Centennial Hospital, there was a car that was taking up 2 spaces and I was so irritated. Death.
you know what? Dude, you're in there visiting somebody. You might as well just tell them that you're going to need to stay.
1,000,000%. Seriously. I almost left a note. I was so irritated. I didn't, but I wanted to.
You should have.
I know.
Honestly, you should have. Or you should have done the other really cool passive-aggressive thing. Should have taken a selfie with their car.
Yeah.
And said, this person's a jerk.
Yeah.
But you scribble out their license plate.
Sure.
So, yeah, so you don't... Whatever that does.
Get him in trouble.
Yeah. What's the difference between hurricanes and typhoons?
I don't know.
Nothing.
Okay, good.
Absolutely nothing. It's just different words used in different places. Hurricanes are in the Atlantic and Northeast Pacific. Typhoons are in the Indian Ocean and the South Pacific.
Got it.
It's just what you call them. How long do you think we've had kitty litter? This is a trick question.
Funny.
Because this could either be it just happened yesterday, relatively,
mm-hmm.
or the ancient Egyptians who also had cats for pets.
Uh-huh.
It could go either way or somewhere in the middle. What do you think?
Oh, you got me with the ancient Egyptians. I'm going to say this is so wrong. 60 years ago, I don't even know why.
1947 in Michigan. What was 60 years ago? That was the 60s, but still.
Okay, not too far off.
No, you were doing, for my money, you were spot on. Kitty litter invented in Michigan in 1947. Before that, people just used dirt or ashes out of the fireplace
whatever. Yeah.
And then the cat figured it out. And
cats are so smart.
It was all that. And then somebody invented that stuff. That's the more you know before we go. Let's bounce out of here. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCH. A-N-A-N, Adrian.
Yes, sir. You can follow me at Heavyweight Radio on Instagram, on TikTok. Just got back from Toronto and WWE's Elimination Chamber, which means plenty of new content on Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez. You can search for it on the Odyssey app, that free Odyssey app, that is.
And Michaela Gordon.
Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-A. That's it, baby.
And nothing?
Yeah.
No? Schedule's clear. Yeah. Schedule's clean.
Yeah.
Handle your business.
That's right, baby.
Good. And we'll meet everybody back here bright and early tomorrow morning. Have an amazing day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.